And my question is concerns Jeremiah 10, verses 3 and 4.
Okay.
And I guess my question is, I'm sure it wasn't called that back then, but are they talking about a Christmas tree?
Good question. The answer is no. Let me read this for my friends.
Okay.
For the customs of the people, this is Jeremiah 10:3, are vain. One cuts a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with an axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers. It doesn't move. They're upright like a palm tree, but they don't speak. They need to be carried about. Now, see, obviously, you don't carry a Christmas tree around. People used to make idols out of wood, and they'd overlay the wood with gold. No idols were solid gold back then. It'd be too heavy to carry. So they would take wood, they'd cut it out, they'd deck it with silver and gold, they'd make an idol out of it, and they'd carry it around and pray to it. It's not talking about Christmas tree, it's talking about idolatry. Now, there are people, I'm sure, who can make idols out of their Christmas trees. I sure hope nobody's bowing to their Christmas tree. But, if you have a flower arrangement in your house and you put apples under it, it's not that different from having a Christmas tree and putting presents under it. If someone's going to worship it, then that's a different issue.
Okay, that helps a lot because I think that a cross reference or two referred to that very thing about sending their children out to cut a tree down, and then they would carve out of that.
Yeah, and Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 18. Okay? And you look that up, he talks about the same thing. It's a graven, molten image, and they're just dumb idols. There's so many references to these dumb idols as cross-references. Someone would like to build a case that these are Christmas trees. And I would tell anybody, if you've got convictions you shouldn't have a Christmas tree, then don't have one. There's no Bible mandate you have to. Someone might call you Scrooge. I've been called Scrooge before, but that's up to you. There's no mandate that we have to celebrate these holidays. I mean, that's where you use Romans chapter 14, where it says, one man regards one day above another man regards every day alike, and let everyone be persuaded in his own mind. Good question, Gary. We've had that a couple times before, and it's appropriate for this season,
that's right.
Right now.
Pastor Doug, we're out of time.
I've got to run home and put some new presents under the tree.